Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 15, Future Bachelor, what up? Come on.
I saw a man.
I feel like I need like a tambourine.
He was warm, we look like we need tambourine.
Oh, yeah, we do.
He was dignified. He showed me what it was.
Let's go! Let's go!
You couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care.
I always love
what
it.
Your heart is for.
You ready to rock?
Yeah. I don't know him anymore.
It's nothing where he used to lie.
The conversation has run dry.
Yeah. And that's what's going on. Nothing's right, I'm torn. Yeah. This is how I feel.
I'm cold and I am shamed.
Lying naked on the floor. Yeah.
Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late.
I'm already torn. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Whoa. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You have made it. I know, right? Oh, man. You guys are here. This is Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 15.
1-5.
1-5. That's pretty crazy. I say that every time, but like, and you know, living another day is always a surprise, right?
Amen.
Yeah,
brother.
So the reason why that one actually came to me, that
you didn't tell me, so I'm interested to know.
First of all, like, it's a really good song from my like childhood growing up.
Also
like
mine.
That was through the 90s hearing that one growing up. But the other night I started watching The Four on
Really?
On Hulu, but it's actually
you just kept pointing at the
TV. Yeah, the TV.
On the old boob tube.
But yeah, so you wouldn't believe who the last singer on the episode one was for season two of The Four. It was Rebecca Black. And
really?
if you guys don't know who Rebecca Black is?
Yeah, of course I know. I remember when Friday was like super popular and I was like, I think I was in an airport heading to somewhere and like everybody in there. Mom was like rewatching that video.
What? Well, if you guys don't know, I think she hit like 100. Uh
oh.
Here we go!
Is
this a song?
Yeah, this is a song.
Oh my god.
She's like 13, I think.
Shout out to if you listen to this on a Friday, yo. Let's go. Never mind, but yeah, it went viral and it was like 300 million views, but she got like shamed on the internet
because,
real
like,
bad.
She doesn't sound great.
Well, she didn't sound great, but if you look at her, that was when she was 13 years old, and now she's 20 years old on the Four, and she's saying amazing, and she's saying that song as her like rebuttal song, and it was actually really good. But the
That's
guy she
hilarious.
Picked was like really, really good at singing, so
Damn.
She ended up losing. Wow. But she sounded amazing on that show, and she did a cover of NSYNC's Bye 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 that
Ooh.
Was like bye 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 to the haters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shout out to Rebecca Black, I see you, girl.
Wow.
Kind of killing it on The Four, so
yeah. Wow. I'm gonna have to watch now.
It's really good, it's really good. So but yeah, so that's where that song came from. How's you doing? How's everything going, V?
Well, it was sad that I didn't get to see
why are you dressed like me.
Since we're on a podcast and people can't see us, but unless they follow us, which they should on the gram.
What are you doing?
Yeah, but I walk in wearing my little black off-the-shoulder shirt with my very awesome new Madewell shorts that have little cute
what are those?
Strawberries.
Okay.
And I'm wearing a little, you know, red, you know, bandana kerchief situation.
Yeah, you got a cute outfit going
on. Thank you. I try.
I feel like you have good style. You know why? Because I'm sitting here wearing the same color shorts and
yeah,
a black
tee.
We're
both in khaki colored
shorts.
For
some reason, I was wearing the red handkerchief.
Okay, he was not wearing it when we walked in. Okay, I let it be known.
Okay,
he said, should I put it on?
I'll give it up. You wore it first, but I feel good about it. I was wearing the red hat.
You were.
Okay.
We were already on the same colorway.
Wow,
together.
That's weird. But why'd you walk in being like, is that what you're wearing?
Because he looked kind of dumpy.
Well, I mean, not dumpy. Don't compare me to Justin Bieber. I just feel like.
I didn't. You just did.
No, you were saying that about him the other day. Like he was looking rank or something.
Yeah,
but,
he was. He does.
I am working from home today, so
I've
just
that.
Been like chilling. You know,
I was working from home too, but I knew I was going to see.
Well, you have a
you.
Bunch of other things you're doing too. So.
Yeah, I got to look. cute.
You were going out, like, what, you had registered for the...
Oh, yeah, I had to pick up my race bib for the Peachtree Road Race, which is, like, a big thing here.
Yeah, it's huge.
In Atlanta, it's on the 4th of July, you run, it's a 10K,
mm-hmm.
and it's all up and down Peachtree, which, like, if you know anything about Atlanta, like, Peachtree...
That's the name of every road.
It is, but there's, like, the main Peachtree... And that's the one I'm running up and down. It's gonna be hot.
And you also said you guys scheduled your Mizzou meeting today.
Okay,
so.
You know what? It's not my fault. Things happen.
Well, you do got a lot going on this day. So we're just gonna keep it moving.
We're gonna keep it moving.
How was your weekend, though? Before we get into the weekend, we talked about kickball last week, where we were really hoping we'd have another good week.
Yeah,
of
because
it.
We wanted to freaking
yeah.
You know,
this time
smash.
I thought we were gonna win, but we ended up not winning, not losing, and not tying because we got
the
rained
fields
out.
The fields were trash. Even though it wasn't raining when we were supposed to play, the fields were trashed at Piedmont Park. They were just too wet.
Yeah,
swampy.
So they ended up canceling the game. So we're just going to have to give you an update on our actual second game this coming week.
Yeah,
so,
at post fourth plans.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be nice so we won't get rained out. But for some reason, it's always like been raining.
It's been rainy a lot here. Yeah. But my weekend was great. It was the... girls weekend with my mom.
Oh shoot, shout out. Well, she got a shout out to the girls. Yeah, I was
so
loving all the pics.
Yeah, my mom, my auntie Denise, who's also my godmother, mm-hmm. her daughter and my cousin Bianca, and then my grandma, my grandma, as I call her, because she loves cows.
Grandma, that's sick.
They were all in town.
I wish I had the moo, like.
I know, if only.
We got to work on these things.
But we did a lot of fun stuff. They stayed right by me in Inman Park, ooh. Old Fourth Ward area.
Would they get like an Airbnb or something?
Yeah, they did. And
was
so
it
they
dope?
Were like, yeah, it was really cute. It was right down the street from Crag Street Market. So like, sick. We got a lot of ice cream at Jenny's this weekend, got a lot of good food. Walked up and down the Beltline. My cousin and I, and my mom and my aunt, we all rode those bird scooters around. Like we were like, my mom.
Oh,
I
you actually did them.
Yeah,
were you guys good at them? Were they
hard?
Yeah,
they were a lot of fun. My mom was like literally like zipping up and down the street. I was kind of like, oh. Okay.
I heard apparently those are illegal on the Beltline or something.
Technically, but hey, we were on them.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's rebel. That's what I'm talking about. Me. You ain't scared of the rules.
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, rules can't. You know.
Yeah, they can't. But
anyways, and then we went to the King Center and we, had our like little bit of historical parts of our trip where we went to the King Center, did like some of the walks around Sweet Auburn Avenue. We went to Harold's Chicken because Harold's Chicken is a fried chicken place from the south side of Chicago where my mom and my aunt and my, grandma raised them there.
Okay.
And it was great.
Sounds delicious.
It was so good. And they were like, this is just like Harold's back home. And it was just it was a great, like,
perfect weekend, except for the fact
I know
you didn't see your boy.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
Well, because like,
and I was checking in with you all weekend. You're like, yeah, this is gonna happen. It's gonna. We're gonna.
I know. And then the night that it could have happened, we all like went to bed early-ish because we had yoga the next morning. And then the other night that I was like, okay, do we want to go out for a drink? And like, my mom was like, meh. It was just we were out and about everywhere. And it just don't.
I understand. Those weekends go by really quick. We'll get a chance though.
But
going anywhere.
You'll meet her. You'll meet her soon enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I be moving down that area, way, it might be easier to swing by or something.
Yeah, true chains.
Word. So that's cool. That's cool. I ended up at that strip club, Claremont Lounge,
again
for some reason.
Again, he says.
It's actually really
fun.
I love it.
I think it's the perfect
post
bars kind of place.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like the end of your night. It's a nice, good nightcap.
Yeah, yeah. We ended up going to, I think, we went to New Realm first and went over to like Atkins and Dark Horse and then ended up at Claremont Lounge just like. We had a friend that wanted to go there, so we're like, all right,
You got to take him.
So that was fun. So we had some fun this weekend. Oh, then I also hung out with Zach
Our
Sims
boy
again.
Sims.
Yeah, man. I got a shout out to Zach
we
Sims.
We always shout him out.
Yeah.
He was in Pussy's repping us.
Yeah, dude, Zach Sims actually had put out an IG story post for us. So
that was
all
just
the,
like on his own. Like,
yeah, he's like, I put a sticker down and shouting us out. Like, he did too. He was like, Ed.
I love it. I thought it was so cute.
But yeah, dude, I just. I want to give a shout out to him, Isaiah, Zach, and Brandon over there. They're just like, it's cool getting to know like new people, and they just have a really cool core group of friends.
Yeah, they
that
do.
Like, and I love
they're
like
great guys.
Groups of friends. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them.
I love them.
I love groups
them.
Of friends.
I love friends.
Yeah, you can't have enough of them. So, I guess shout out to friends. So yeah, so we'll I guess we'll get into
let's get into some things.
Sorry, I'm just trying to drag it out.
You're really trying to make it work. You're really trying to make it like it's a fast plane sound, but because of like how sounds work, it doesn't really sound super fast.
I just gotta get the timing down. It's because I feel like if I can get the right time when it passes by, it'll just be like.
Okay, that was almost right.
That's pretty good.
That
right?
was almost right. It's like cool. I'm kind of like thinking of like if you like were like this was like a video game and you had to like try to like
perfectly land on the plane
as it was yep. like going by and like you're kind of like just skimmed the wing on that.
Yeah. Well, let's just get into
let's
it.
Let's get into
what
it.
What do we got?
So Pete Davidson, I've been seeing a lot of stuff about this. You know, we always like to keep up with Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande because
this is just a little something where something from your past will come back up and it just comes full circle.
So he made a joke about the whole concert bombing and stuff that happened.
You know what the joke was?
I don't remember the joke.
Okay, so the joke I think was like the context of it was like back. I mean, this is from 2017, so this is before he even started dating Ariana Grande.
No, but like they had known each other.
Probably. But I mean, he was just doing like a set at a comedy show and stuff like that. And one of the jokes he said, he's like, I wonder when like Ariana Grande realized she was bigger than Britney Spears. And it's like it was probably the point where like the bombing happened because like Britney Spears's show never got like a terrorist bomb threat or bomb, you know, terrorist bomb go off there. And I'm not sure, like you go back and watch the joke yourself because I have no idea exactly how it went down, but I think it was something around that.
Yeah.
So like a mother of one of the people that died in that bombing is very upset about it and stuff. So he's getting a lot of like, you know, but this is not the first time that Pete Davidson is like, we've talked about him in the past. He's actually lost his dad in a terrorist attack in 9/11. And you know, his dark comedy is kind of surrounded around, you know, being very honest and talking about things like that. So I mean, it's something that, like, I don't know, when it comes to comedy, I have like a very open mind about it. Like, I'm a big fan of comedy. I'm a big fan of a lot of comics and stuff, and it's just like I feel like that's just one realm where like you can't take it that seriously. Like, I mean,
I feel like we just live.
It's a forum. It's a forum to be able to, you know, make light of things that, like, you know, typically don't probably bring a smile to your face in one way or another because, like, I don't know. I mean, I didn't say it that funny, so he could have said it way funnier or something.
I mean, but like he's like his humor is very like deadpan, like kind of stuff like that. So like, I mean, that kind of joke coming from him makes sense. I definitely feel like in this day and age, like, it's so easy to dig up stuff, even like, you know, from whatever, and people do change, people do, you know circle back on things that they said or whatever. But I don't think any less of him. I think obviously it was a joke that is always gonna be a little bit in poor taste. But because, like, you know, teenagers and young people just trying to enjoy music died. But I also don't think it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm it's one of those things too, like, you know, he probably wouldn't have said, or maybe he would say, I don't know, man, like, you know, there's a lot of comics out there. Like, there's another one.
If he was dating her, that's
have you ever heard
of
Anthony Jeselnik?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and he, like, was always, like, he does some dark comedy. It's all, like, pretty fake. Like, he talks about his family, but it's all, like, fake stuff. But,
yeah,
like,
it's, like, fabricated.
Yeah, he's, like, known to, like, drop a joke on a day of, like, an actual attack and stuff. And his, like, outlook on it, it's like, dude, at least I'm doing something to, if I made you smile on a sad day. Because, like, he thinks that, like, I mean, this could get into a bigger discussion. We might have even touched on it before in the past. But, like, when things like that happen, what do you see online? Everyone's posting, my thoughts and prayers go out to the family, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what does that actually do? What are you trying to say? Anthony Jeselnik, he's like saying, like, people only do that because they're so self-centered that they only want to bring, like, look how sad I am about it and all this
stuff. Yeah, like, look at, and I think, like, even spinning off of that, for me, like, I have, like, such a hard time with all the, like, thoughts and prayers, blah, blah, blah. Like, even with, like, the Capitol Gazette shooting that happened last week at that newspaper in Annapolis.
That was crazy.
That, like, that really, like, hit me hard, and it's like, it just, like, keeps pushing me to be like, okay, like, I need to, like, you know, vote for people that are gonna, like, help stand up to prevent some of these things, either, like, with different things, with gun laws or other laws or, like, whatever. And it makes me, like, be like, okay, I need to, like, keep standing up for different things or, like, whatever. And I feel like, you know, making jokes is better than just being part of, like, this white noise of nothingness that's just, like, thoughts and
the
prayers.
The sheep. The sheep.
Yeah.
And no offense. I mean, I know a lot of you that are listening have been like, all right, because that's the way social media is. You feel like you have to make it like, oh, I heard about this like first, or I don't know what it is. Like, you
know, I don't know what it's like. It's like some sort of contest. It's like, I am more sympathetic or empathetic.
It's almost like they want to be the one to be the breaking news. Like, all these people want to be breaking the news. And it's like, they're like, my thoughts and prayers go out to this. But like, you don't need to do that. If your thoughts and prayers are truly going out to them, and like, I really want to, I wish I could know how many people are actually praying when they say that.
Or like,
or if their thoughts are really there with
those. Or if they're doing, or if they're like thinking harder about like doing anything about it when it comes to different things. Or like, you know, donating to different causes that
But even that, like people will donate to causes like that and be like, I just donated, you know, like $100 or this or that. And it's like,
it doesn't even matter how much you donate. It's like, okay, like,
you don't have to tell people that you did it. That's what I'm saying. There's
like, if you want to just like promote maybe a link, if you want other people to help, do that, but you don't have to be like, I'm better than you.
I'm just saying, like, anytime you do something good, of course you want people to see it because you feel good and you want people to feel good about you and stuff, but that's kind of trumps like the fact of like the reason why you're doing it in the first place. And another thing that came up at, like, on social media today, these are kind of like social media pet peeves that we get into now, but it's like people that do like life updates, like they'll be like,
big life update.
Yeah, you know.
Life update.
Well, I get it for like work. I feel like that's like a good time to maybe give you a life update, you know.
I feel like especially because we both work in media.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot of the people that we work with either work in roles where it's like big life update, I'm moving to this or that.
Or yeah, like, or it's like, you know, your life is extremely changing and stuff. Those I can understand. But like some people will like have some really negative life updates, like, you know, if they're like somebody's in the hospital and they'll just keep updating on like their status of it. And it's like, whoa, like, you know, I'll call you up or text you if you want, if I want to find out about it. But it's like at this point, it's almost like making people be like, oh, you've got to feel sad for me or something like
that. Yeah, it's weird.
It's to me, I get it. You want people to know, but sometimes it doesn't feel that genuine. It feels like, you know, someone's just like trying to bring the attention to themselves and just be like, oh, poor me, you know? So,
yeah. Woe is me.
Yeah. So I guess we just have to be more conscious of stuff like that, you know, not get so sucked into social media.
Amen.
But another big thing that happened this week, I guess, I don't know if these are like quick hits because I they're really interesting topics to me, but Ed Sheeran got sued over his song Thinking Out Loud, and this is actually not the first time he's been sued for copyright.
For copyright.
Yeah, he's like infringing on, they're saying, Marvin Gaye's song Let's Get It On.
What was his other one that he infringed on? I'm trying to think.
He did one on Faith Hill and... And what's his name? Her husband's
Tim McGraw.
Like Tim McGraw, but he wrote one for them that's being infringed on. I think he's getting on another one too. But like, you know, he's like me. I make music.
The rest of our life.
Yeah. So that's they always sound exactly like the other song. Like that's the messed up part about it.
I know. It is like
it's not even hidden. Like the Robin Thicke one and Pharrell with Blurred Lines. That one was like kind of hidden, even though it had elements. These ones sometimes sound exactly alike.
Wait,
like,
what was the Robin Thicke Pharrell?
That was Marvin Gaye's song too that sued them.
Oh really?
Yeah, the Blurred Lines.
I remember that, and I remember I was excited about it because that song is disgusting, and I hate that song.
But I did like the video.
Of course you did.
Yeah, but well, no, just because like she's so beautiful, like she might be like one of my favorite people. Is that
Emma Ratajkowski or who is
the one from I Feel Pretty?
It's Emma Ratajkowski.
Yeah, so she is so gorgeous. One of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen. Oh my God.
Well, not you've never seen her in real life.
Yeah, on TV. I never said in real life. Jesus. but Ed Sheeran sued over the song "Thinking Out Loud" for infringing on Marvin Gaye's song "Let's Get It On." And
yeah,
I never.
I'm like thinking of those two songs.
Dude, it's
in
exactly
my head.
The same.
And I'm like, fuck. Yeah. Ed. And like Ed is known for being like, you know, a songwriter.
Oh
Ed
yeah,
is what
he's talented
known
as hell
for being, and it's kind of like brother.
Yeah, man. Like.
Come on now.
But, you know, they become such big hits that, like, maybe he's willing to, like, see how big the hit
he's
can
like,
get and then
like,
just pay it off later.
Yeah, he's like, I'll pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, even if he gives all the money over to Marvin Gaye's family, it's still, like, boosted his fame up. Like, Shape of You is not getting infringed on. Well, even that one, you know, he admits that he took the melody of, like, the No Scrubs by TLC. You know, there's, like, the one. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
So he like changed it, and there's like a video of him actually talking about how he changed the melody.
So he's like innovative in that sense. It's kind of like
I'm the same way when I make music. I get influenced by a lot of other music.
There's no way for anything to be like at this point, I feel, to be like so completely original.
Exactly.
Like obviously things are influenced by other things forever. Like,
and you have to like use influences.
You're always gonna be inspired by a sound.
In popular music, people want more of that sound. You have to continue creating.
I agree.
You know, and figure out ways of being innovative. But
there's still at the same point. It's like I feel like it gets tricky with these different copyright things. As someone who deals with a lot of copyright things at work, it gets tricky because it's like where it's always a gray area because it's like okay, some of these folks I feel like are just trying to get money by, you know, suing other folks, and then sometimes it's just kind of like okay, but maybe you actually did like blatantly.
One actually just happened with This Is America with Childish Gambino. Like that one was kind of crazy. Like it sounded exactly like, you guys have to go look on like YouTube. They'll show you the videos where they compare the two songs and stuff. But like there was a song that came out that had to do with America, and it sounded just like, it sounded happy at first, and the beat switched up, and it talks about like the same flow.
Because I remember Donald Glover came out being like his response was just very matter of fact, and he was like, yeah, no, that's my fucking song.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was like his manager. Saying like, you know, like, no, that song we've had for like 3 years now, which is like, okay, but something's happening here. Either that guy made the same exact song, like, I don't know. People really believe in coincidences, and I guess it could happen, but to me, it's just like too many of like songs about America. This beat sounds the same, and you're flowing and talking about America in the song. It's just like, stacking up against you. Another big quick hit that came out of this week was
LeBron went to the Lakers, which like I feel like I got a.
I don't even know what sound effect to play for that. Like, I mean, is that like a? So are you excited about it?
I mean, I've never been a big LeBron fan because I'm a Bulls fan, and he like kind of burned the Bulls like years and back, like kind of like taunting, be like, maybe I'll go to the Bulls and like whatever and things like that. So it's just like I'm not a huge LeBron fan, though. I used to be like a LeBron hater back in the day when he did more flops. Like he was always like a little bit more dramatic and like when his gameplay, and plus like as a Bulls as someone who grew up as a Bulls fan and like forever a Michael Jordan fan, you know, there's that whole like, oh, he's better than Jordan, he's better than
the
Jordan
discussion,
and I always like hated that. But like now that I've just like paid attention to LeBron a little bit more and like things like that, I mean I've never not thought that he's an incredible athlete, because he's an incredible athlete. And he's had a great career. And I just like more and more that I've like learned about him, I'm like, okay, he's a great dad. He's a great husband. He's like a good person. Can't always say the same for most other athletes of his caliber.
True.
And, you know, status. So, you know, like I sort of thought this was going to happen. Most other folks thought that he was going to go to potential other teams. But I, for some reason, had this weird like feeling that he was going to end up with the Lakers. So I guess like I wasn't as surprised as other people, but I think I was like, oh, he made his decision.
Yeah. I think people are just like more angry with the fact of how many bandwagon people are going to be jumping on the Lakers.
There's already so many. That's like most of the internet is full of like people being like, well, I'm a Lakers fan.
Yeah. Chris D'Elia, the comedian, he was like, no, this is going to ruin traffic again. Like, like, Kobe left the Lakers, and now traffic was fine, and now, like, you're going to get all these, like, white girls being like, I saw LeBron last night and stuff like
that. It's going to be wild, And, like, technically, I guess his sons go to high school out there already. He already owns, like, a couple of houses or whatever out in L.A.
Yeah.
I think he purposely put his sons there for whatever high schools for them to, I think they play basketball as well.
Yeah, of course.
Different things like that, so... I feel like it's actually kind of a good move for his fam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of interested to see if like he'll spin it off into anything more with, you know, related to movies, TV, whatever, based out of LA, because like I think he could be a little bit more involved with those things.
Yeah,
especially as like
he was in that Amy Schumer movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. He did pretty good in that one.
Yeah, he's getting up, and plus like he's not like super super young. He obviously I think still has a.
Well, he didn't really fit in Miami. I feel like he wasn't like really about that lifestyle, but LA might be more speed. So.
Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting, and we're going to see some probably interesting things happen out of the NBA with LeBron going to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it kind of feels like that's like they're making these like powerhouse teams that other teams can't even like really compete against.
That's, I mean, I feel like
it's either ruining like the league or something.
Yeah, the NBA
it's becoming like the Kardashians or something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Let's match up this guy with this Kardashian. You know what I'm saying?
It's been kind of dynasty-ish for a while. I feel like, very much so like these
power. Very good way of putting it.
Power teams or power groupings of
Because you got the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, with Steph and everything like
that. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting season to see. I mean, dude, the dude got like what? Like one.
Like
$154 million
dollars. Yeah.
Yeah, for 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that guy's so freaking rich.
I know. Like, it's a crazy whenever you see the amount of money that they play professional.
Yeah.
Athletes, and I'm like, oh God.
Well, moving along, Drake's album dropped.
Scorpion.
Whoa, dude, that was pretty crazy. What'd you think about it?
Okay, so I think it is a well-produced album. Through and through. I think there's obviously some standout songs.
Yeah, we've realized that it's a double album. Half of it is rap, half of it's like R&B singing type stuff.
It's long ass, yeah.
Already off the bat, like that kind of threw me off. Like I still haven't listened to a full album because I just can't listen to 2 hours of Drake.
I've been working through it and I feel like I haven't been picking up in the same spot, so I need to like redo it.
Yeah.
But I like what I'm listening to. It's good. I mean, I think it's smart. It's a very smart move on his part. I think he actually said like in earlier interviews back in the day, like, you know, the move is to like put out like 300 minutes of stuff that will like keep you in the Billboard on it for a while.
Yeah.
So, I mean, business wise, he's going to
Let this album ride while he figures out how to fix his like face,
fix his life.
Yeah, because like that's like, dude, he really like
he
was like, wait till the album.
Yeah,
but I don't feel like he let out enough.
He like, didn't let out enough. He like admitted about Adonis. He was like, yo, yeah. And then in the famous line that everybody's already been putting their Instagram captions with his lyrics, and everyone's, you know, like, I was trying, like, I wasn't hiding the world from blah blah blah. The world was hiding, like the shit like that.
I wasn't hiding from the world. I was hiding the world from him. Yeah,
and. There's one of his other lyrics that I've seen everybody else posting.
I mean, think he talks about like
lyrics too.
Amount of presents he gave him for
even
Christmas.
My own cousin. My cousin. Oh, which side note, my cousin who is 15 years old. Everybody, Sai commented on one of our, you know, stories or pictures or whatever to me personally, being like, "Yeah, Bianca's a little hottie," and I was like, "Yo, Sai."
Hey, they didn't put her age in the picture, so she's well on her way to being another beautiful woman in your family. So
yes.
And then Mama D is like, text me, hey, what did she say? Stay away from Bianca. I was like, yes, ma'am.
She's like, all right, keep your eyes to yourself with my niece, she said.
And yeah, I
was like,
so I mean, damn, what am I supposed to do? It's a picture.
Oh, see, yeah, my cousin, she put as for her caption for when she was here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, as a 15-year-old, everybody is all up in their Instagram. She said, they always ask why, let the story run. If it's false, you know, a wise man once said nothing at all.
Ooh, that's like almost so deep it went over my head.
I know, that's one of his good lines from these you know, this album. It's very, a lot of everyone's already like, yo, this is the Instagram caption album of the summer.
Exactly. Shout out Bianca. but yeah, so I mean, I don't know. To me, I've always been more of the singing Drake fan. So I was happy to have like half of it.
I feel like I'm kind of one of the people who typically, a lot of people kind of hate on his rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And I like some of his rapping.
Yeah.
So, but I also like put it in a different tier from some of my other favorite rappers, I feel like, because it's the feel is way different.
Yeah.
But I like his song that he has, Talk Up, which features Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Is one of my favorite.
Which I felt like was like ultimately a diss at like.
It definitely
Kanye
was. It definitely was.
Being like, yo, you had just dropped all these albums. You don't even have a Jay-Z feature. And Drake comes out here with a Jay-Z feature. Yeah. So.
And I thought I like that. It was definitely a bop for me. 8 out of 10 is also another one if it's like harder.
Yeah.
Ones that I liked,
and then
a lot.
Like another big one that I saw that people liked, and I actually liked a lot. It reminded me of another like from his last album song that he released, but it was Emotionless. That was like,
that is a good one. I kind of got like it up in my feelings listening to that one.
You had emotion more. Hold on a second. Quick with these sound effects.
Okay.
Anyways. But yeah, so the Drake album, what do you rate it? 8 out of 10? All right, I gotta stop.
Okay, that one was kind of better. Right. That one was kind
of
better.
Oh, man, okay.
I'm actually surprised that you didn't initially bring up the Don't Matter to Me side, because you're a big Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, of course. I mean, that one is like I said, I probably...
I want to know how much he paid for the rights to that that audio.
Oh my god, I saw a meme. Shout out to my cousin. I sent it to him, but it was like this meme I saw that was it's like Drake let Pusha T kill him so he could go to heaven and get the feature from Michael Jackson.
Amen. Amen. Literally though, that's so accurate. I was like, oh my god.
But yeah, he must have paid like a lot of money for that Michael Jackson sample, because
timing on that sound effect. You're getting I'm getting good.
But yeah, I mean, think about it. I don't know. Maybe it was the timing because Joe Jackson just passed away.
The
patriarch of the Jackson family.
Well known for his abuse.
Real mad Joe Jackson. yeah. I mean, if you ever saw the movie, that guy was like, Michael, go get a switch from the tree, and he would make him go get a stick from a tree and then beat him with that stick.
Or if you watch the show Atlanta, they kind of parody that whole idea on the episode called Teddy. Oh, I'm gonna look it up, because if you watch Atlanta, it's a bizarre episode, and they have like somebody who looks a lot like what Michael Jackson looked like before he died.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the whole idea, the same thing where they talk about like, you know, the father who like pushed them to their stardom and like made them do all this crazy stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
especially during that time, I mean, they were like a little like group of little black kids, and during that time, like it was obviously way different than now.
Yeah. He pushed them to the limit. Like, I mean, and when he realized Michael was like gonna sing for him and stuff, like it was
Teddy Perkins is the name of that episode.
Yeah, I still haven't seen this season.
One of my favorite episodes. It literally is like I've read every single think piece on it, and it's definitely like using the influence of how the Jackson family and all that whole situation was set up and what that like drove than those family members to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's every family. So
true chains.
But so Michael Jackson feature on there. It's been a long time since hearing. I think the last one I heard was like maybe Justin Timberlake did one.
Mm-hmm.
And so so what do you, seriously though, what do you think of the album?
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot. I think it's really incredible. I'm excited to see when it comes to be award season for, you know, this crop.
Yeah.
Especially with all the stuff that Kanye's produced and everything like that. This is going to be a really interesting award season for all of those albums altogether. Just because.
And also, and like speaking Carter's of Kanye's like albums, Teyana Taylor re-released her album on the same day Drake came out last week, because apparently she was just as surprised when she heard the album, because like it didn't sound like anything she had like heard before leaving the studio. Like when she heard the album for the first time, like I guess all the samples were like removed, and
really
they couldn't clear a lot of them, so Kanye just like removed them, and it just didn't sound like the full product that she wanted.
I didn't know about that.
So I think they re-released the album
the songs are like different now.
I think so, like they're the way she like
wanted them.
Yeah.
How fascinating.
So that's
why. Wow, that's interesting, because like I feel like you didn't hear anything out, like, you know, negative coming out of all those Kanye produced albums, and I wouldn't.
Teyana Taylor would be the one to stand up and be like, "Yo, because like, she's not like really good music. Like she kind of just trusts, and she hasn't dropped an album.
Well, and like, she's like very true to her, like her sound. I feel like she's definitely someone who's like, "Yo, like I'm doing it my way." Like she's never been. I mean, she puts out great music, but like I feel like. As I said last week, like the large majority of folks didn't know her music as well, and I feel like the thing is just because like she sticks to like what she wants it to be, and she's like, I'm gonna make my music good. It'll be popular if it's going to be popular.
Yeah, she's all around just talented, so she kind of knows what she's doing. We'll get back into some more Drake album stuff later on, but let's get in some Bachelor news real quick.
So, Bachelorette, I think this was week 6 now?
Yes, week 6.
So, they went to Richmond, Virginia, and I really wish I took a shot for every single time they were like, Virginia's for lovers.
They definitely started it off with the traditional, like, screaming from the balcony, like, Becca!
Yeah, and she did this really stupid part where, like...
All right, now I am noticing the sequin stuff
you're
talking about.
Do you notice it now? Because
I'm like, all right, did you wear that dress 2 episodes ago? Like,
she's wearing sequins at every freaking cocktail party
or
whatever.
Why are they doing that?
I don't... And they're not cute. I mean, and it's not New Year's Eve.
Honestly, they just always look the same.
Now she's not in Vegas. Yeah. She's not in Vegas, so there's no reason to be wearing that amount of sequins.
Yeah, so I just noticed it. You're right.
Right.
Yeah.
Her outfits were, honestly, like when they did like the little bit of the one scene of her like in a sweater where she's all like, I don't know, all this stuff with all the drama with the boys, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wear more sweaters, girl. You look great in sweaters.
Yeah, it looked like it was really cold around there for whatever.
Well, because, I mean.
It snowed, actually,
yeah,
in the background.
They were filming this. When were they filming this? I mean,
just a couple months ago, probably like winter, early this
like March,
year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so that one, that was the, they had two one-on-ones this week and a group date. And the first one was
with our boy Jason.
Jason. I
remember how Jason. We're talking.
I know. Remember how we're talking
about.
We don't have a guy that we like. Jason is actually a guy that I like. Right
I
now.
Like him a lot. He just seems so cute and genuine and like a total
fun.
Like, he's a big old greaseball because he's like he's wearing the big old cross necklace. I'm like, okay.
I like it though. It's a good look on him.
It.
Like he
I
knows
love
his
it.
Look. But he also had his friends show up as
I know.
A surprise.
Okay, I really don't understand the budget for the show right now because they do all this crazy. They do some stuff where I'm like, okay, they're really have cut the budget down, but then it's like I flew his friends in and like it's like however many like six friends or like whatever that she flew in.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, who's managing the money for this show? Could they put a little bit more money into the wardrobe?
Where's
budget?
He from? Is he from?
He's from like,
because if anything,
Northeast,
maybe she brought his friends because they
oh,
live
they're
close
from
to
there. They're from, but no. No, they're not.
Well, I mean, just like it probably wasn't that expensive to like drive them in or something like that.
If
hey, you guys want to come visit?
She flew him in. I swear. I mean, he's from like the Northeast, so I don't
if
think
if she says
far.
They flew him in, they didn't necessarily fly in. They could have just road tripped it there, and that's what they said on TV. But regardless.
He was born in Ohio.
Okay. So regardless, that was a dope ass date. If they brought my best friends over, I really don't care how they got there. But
I don't care how they got there.
I really
there.
Don't. But. If they brought my best friends there while, like, you know, 6 weeks into a show, I'd be, like, freaking out. And I was like, dude, this is a dope date, you know? So
he's so cute.
Yeah,
I just am, like, staring at this, like,
and then she, like, reiterated how good of a kisser he was.
Honestly,
stuff,
so. He looks like one of the best kissers on this show, besides Wills. I think Wills is a great kisser as well.
Jason definitely has the right mindset because the beginning of the episode started off with Chris and Lincoln, you know, getting into a pretty violent commentary with each other. So I was like really surprised how that escalated quickly, but Jason was quickly to get the date card and be like, I can't have this negative energy around me. So but yeah, this episode really showed Chris's
he's from
true
New York Buffalo
who
Jason's from Buffalo.
Oh, okay, sorry, I was long gone from there, but
I
yeah
know. Well, I like to be right.
Okay, cool. You didn't even say an answer. How could you be right if you just Googled it?
Well, because no, I said before I said something wrong, so
yeah. Okay, Buffalo. Oh, you said Ohio. Yeah. So Chris this episode really showed his true colors.
Yeah. Okay, and he's from Orlando, everybody.
Yeah. Well, I already didn't like him because he started the show off with drama. He's the one who snitched on the other dude about his girlfriend, and I'm surprised he didn't go home the first episode.
I don't know why she's kept him around for so long. I kind of, like, there's a moment in this episode where she almost could have sent him home earlier than she did, and I'm kind of like, girl, why'd you let him stay around? Why did you wait until, you know, whatever, this cocktail party or whatever? Why did you... He has been like so hot and cold this entire time. And like even some of the guys, like when they had like little asides, like I think it was Connor was all like, yeah, like, you know, when we were first in the mansion, he was like really cool and whatever. But then all of a sudden he started getting like really freaking weird. And, you know, he like was the one who had this whole like thing being like, she didn't give me enough time, so I'm just going to leave and like whatever. He's like been very much so. He's like needy and I don't know. He seems like really weird.
He's
and
getting in his head. Like that's
very
the thing.
Weird. And like, he seems like somebody who would be really weird and controlling in a relationship. So like, I'm like, girl, get out while you can.
Yeah. Well, the scary part was that he's just allowed to just walk over to his room and be like, where can I sit down? And it's like,
you could tell like her body language with him, any interactions with him this entire episode is like
very
you
distant,
could sit, very distant. She stayed as far away and like, she looked freaked out. Like she looked visibly freaked out every time that she was with him.
The body language was there.
And it just kind of was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And even like some of the dudes were like, yo, like I'm kind of scared. Like there's the moment where like he was staying next to Lincoln and him and Lincoln were like on the couch during I think before the group date, and they were just like doing the thing that I think a lot of like, you know, fuckboys do where they like sit like, whoa, I'll fight you, where they're just sitting right next to each other and they're like, you know, just threatening each other with physical violence. And it was just so bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, the bizarre part is that these grown men can't realize like I really wonder if they've ever watched a show before, how stupid you look on TV when you could just easily the bigger man and just walk away, and the guy sitting there just talking shit will always look
even if they don't know exactly how they look like, because I mean obviously shit's edited and like we're only seeing snippets.
Yeah, there's only so much you can edit from that, though.
I mean, like, yeah. But my thing is, like, it's like, you know you're going to get edited to a certain way. Like, think about it.
Yeah,
like,
well, Chris definitely became the villain. And you can tell that, like, what I was trying to say about, like, Jordan is nowhere close to what Chris is on the show. Like, Jordan, like, he was just funny and into himself. Like, Chris was just, like, straight up, like,
Chad?
No. I'm talking about Jordan.
Oh, Jordan, like, oh.
Yeah, Wilhelmina, like, it was almost like they were, like, trying to make him the villain.
They were trying to make him the villain.
And then the guy that ended up going home right before him ended up being, like, the little villain. And it's always funny how a villain comes out right after a villain goes home.
A quote-unquote villain goes home.
Because,
like, then, like, the true villain comes out, and then you're, oh, my God.
Yeah, because, it's like different levels of villain, though.
Yeah,
because, like,
I agree.
That's how pussy Chris is as a villain, because he waited till, like, these other people that were showing him up like left, and then he was really able to
be. And then he's like, now that there's less people,
yeah, because
I'm gonna, like,
that, which means he has no character, no personality. No,
and he was, like, stirring the pot in general, and, like, so was Lincoln. Lincoln's also a piece of shit. Like, there's just, like, this whole, like, lying going back and forth around the whole Beck election stuff, like, where one said something about, like, how, like, somebody felt threatened and, like, that was actually a lie, but then it was just a lot of, like, so much drama. It was just so dumb, and I do feel bad for Becca in this situation. She was just like, I'm very overwhelmed, like, this is really stupid.
Well, the next date was Leo on his one-on-one, and he didn't really get a fair shot off the beginning because she was still, really bummed,
like,
from the day before.
Up in her head about
everything.
Yeah,
which, understandably, so she starts it off with, like, you probably don't want to talk about this, but she, like, opens up, and Leo handles it so well. Like, a true gentleman being like, just talk about it. Like, I'd rather just chill with you, do nothing, like, and as opposed to just trying to push yourself and be happy and stuff when you're really not. And it's just a good gentleman.
So refreshing. Like, it's, like, such a refreshing thing to see, like, somebody, like, on a date, or, like, somebody, you know, who's, like, even in, like, these weird reality situations, that says something that genuine.
Yeah.
Like that,
do I think Leo is gonna win? Hell no.
No, I do
think that he's gonna win in life, because he's gonna find someone that's gonna be dope for him.
No,
so.
And I feel like, yeah, he definitely.
They went shucking for
some
shellfish or
oysters.
Or something. Yeah,
oysters, and it was so cute because they both had matching buns. Like, with his crazy long hair, like, he
must have been cold as hell in that water.
Probably.
But she jumped right into it. He was like, wait a second, let me get it first. Like, she was, like, already halfway in with it. Like,
it was so funny.
Yeah, so.
It was, like, a really cute, wholesome date. They really seemed to enjoy their time together.
He opened up and, like, told him about himself, and he got the rose. So, good job to Leo.
Good on him. And, like, in the previews for the night, he looks like he's going to be around for a little while. So.
Yeah. Well, this was a great episode for me. I thought it had just the right amount of drama, and all the bad guys went home, I thought. Like, now we just
Lincoln's gone. Thank the good Lord.
Lincoln's gone. Connor was sent home.
Who, like, I mean, I just felt like, I don't know.
He's riding with his hair, just riding off the...
Good hair, and then a lot of unbuttoning. I thought you'd be a fan of him. He wears his shirts unbuttoned all the time.
Dude, he was a douchebag. He's the one that threw that picture in, like, episode 2 and stuff. He did have good fashion, though. But out of everyone's hair, he probably has the most similar to mine. But I'm glad he went home, and he was kind of, like, talking shit on his way out, but good riddance. So she made the decision to kind of just, like, trim it down to the guy she's into. We forgot to talk about how Colton also got this, like, date rose from the group date.
Like,
for no reason.
Like, her and Wills had this, like, really cute, really good talk and everything. And, like, I'm such a Wills fan. I really love him. And
yeah, he's dope.
He seems really sweet, and, like, he handled that situation last week with Chris when Chris was, like, being, like, really pissy and annoying and being like, I need more time with Becca, blah blah blah. He handled it so well. He kind of looks like he's high all the time. I'm gonna be very real.
He just has one of those eyes.
Yeah, he which, like, could be, like, I guess, considered, like, sexy bedroom eyes too. Like,
for sure, for sure. But yeah,
he should have gotten that fucking rose.
That was the only thing that, like, really pissed me off about Becca this episode, was, like, because she handled a lot of this stuff well. Because but the fact is that Colton just got a rose for no reason.
For no reason.
Hate her.
And my thing is just, like, when that happened, I was literally screaming at the television, being like, he's gonna burn your ass, girl.
He didn't do one thing. Did he even talk to her?
I don't even fucking know. I think they talked for, like, a brief amount of time, and it was him being like, it's so hard seeing you with the other guys. Which I'm like, tired line. You can't just keep getting by on, like, your pretty boy face.
Yep.
Especially if you're going to end up with
Tia. Who you think you are, Psy Money?
Wow, Psy turned his hat around. He's like, really?
So that was our episode of
Bachelorette. Oh, one comment. Back to Jason's date. they did this weird Edgar Allan Poe stuff. Like, it was this weird Edgar Allan Poe, like, exhibit and everything. And they had, like, all these weird people. Like, I love Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
And Becca was ruining it with all of her stupid fucking puns about, like, death and his kiss, like, reviving her. And I was just like, girl, if I were there, I would be, like, all up in this shit. I'd be, like, geeking out.
Yeah.
And, like, she's like, so scary.
I would have hated that date. I'm not going to lie.
I know. Well, yeah. Thank God.
And then they went to the unhappy hour. That's not a place for me.
I thought it's so funny. Like, no. I would totally thrive in that.
No, happy hours are meant for me. Happy, happy.
Oh, boy.
But yeah. So, so that's pretty much.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all we got. So let's move it along because you have to get out of here for some empanadas, don't you?
I wish it was for empanadas.
Yeah, no, she's got something to go to. So we're actually, I told you it was going to be a normal episode. Today
it is a normal
fully stacked. I told
I never
you
said it was
you were like this. I was like, we have a lot on here, this is gonna be a quick or
I know. No, I
yeah,
never
you
said
thought it was gonna be a quick episode, but we filled it out. We always fill it out.
Yeah. That's not okay, whatever.
Yeah, so right, well, let's get back into Scorpion a little bit with our
slapper of the week.
I did find a song that I really, really liked that stood out to me right off the top, and
it's not the same song that stood out to me right off the top. Yeah. But what else is fucking new at this point?
No, but seriously, I feel like my songs never stand out to anybody else because I was over at Zach Sims' house with like him and he
because Sims and I were texting about this when we were texting each other about the album, like we have the same favorite songs.
Oh really? So like apparently
Sims and I are
they,
like linked.
They hate that song. Like there's like they're like don't understand why this song's on the album, but for some reason when I heard it I was like, dude, this beat is so smooth.
It's like I don't think it's a great song, but I think it's a fun song. And there's a lot of songs that I'm like, it's a fun song. It's shitty, but it's a fun song, so I'm going to jam.
Yeah, so this one is really dope. I think I might actually do a cover for it. So if you guys see that
were,
coming out.
Before we started this episode, he was like singing every single word, and it's very much so, I get why this is size. If you guys have noticed, the slappers of the week have been all size, which is going to have to change. But but like he was singing, and this is definitely a size vibe, and this is definitely something I could, when you said it, I'm like, oh, this is something he would do a cover of.
So I don't know, I just really liked it, and I just like the vibe of it because, you know, sometimes you can't take things too seriously, so this maybe is why people don't like it off the album, but it's my favorite
song.
I'm a
very serious gal.
Yeah, so without further ado, let's just hop right into our slapper of the week. Our slapper of the week this week is Ratchet Happy Birthday by Drake off
as
the new
album.
As we
celebrate the birth of our free nation.
Yeah, it's gonna be 4th of July. Hey, so let's do it.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Future Bachelor.
And it's like neither of our birthdays anytime soon.
It's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Seems like time out of our control. It's a celebration.
The kids love every time.
It's your birthday, Betty. It's your birthday. Who's gonna love you on your worst day? You talk so tough. I know you're soft like buttercups. Reese's, Reese's, don't be needed. Just say your piece and peace up like Ibiza. Cool your head top, you hotter than Anita. Bacon, baby, tell me where I need to be. To feel and feel that emptiness inside you. Petty bullshit inside you. Your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your fucking birthday.
No!
It's so ridiculous!
It's a fucking celebration. Tonight we celebrate. Seems like time's out of our control. It's a celebration. Oh. They tried it, they went for it. All year and you're still here, just ignore it. If it ain't the real thing, I don't want it. GG's, CC's all on you. It's your month and you know it, and you know it. And you know it's real, don't gotta say it for you. You know somebody home playing for you. You say play the shit, they better play it. They play it for you, on time. And I miss the days that you was all mine.
haven't been official in a long time. So tell me where I need to be, to feel, and feel that emptiness inside you. Petty bullshit shouldn't excite you.
Hey, that's true though, it shouldn't.
It's your birthday. It's your fucking birthday.
Yeah, dude, that was Ratchet Happy Birthday by Drake.
Too fucking funny.
It's your freaking birthday. I just think it's so good. It's a perfect name. I don't know why, but a lot of people think it's dumb. I mean,
it is a dumb song.
I'm going to play it for every single birthday for the rest of my life.
God bless it.
God bless it.
God bless it.
All right, so speaking of birthdays, my mom's birthday was this past weekend. Hey. I have to shout out my mom.
HBD, Marty.
Yeah, yo, shout out to Marty. Also, she wanted me to tell her about, it's funny that we just got out. That was a perfect segue, actually, because back in the day, she was like, you haven't told the slapper story from back in the day. So my mom, I don't know, like many moms, and don't be calling child services on my mom after the story, but she used to have like this like fly swatter that had like a flip-flop on the end of a stick.
Oh my God, a chunkla?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
So we used to call it the slapper, and my mom would like chase us around the house when we were kids with the slapper.
Oh my
and
God.
When we were being bad and stuff, talking about wow. Joe Jackson earlier. But but yeah, so it was like, and it was like throughout the years, like she would still keep it behind her door for actual flies and her children. And then like it was like taped up because it was falling apart.
That is the most innovative way to just do the chunk, because like, okay, for like those who don't know, it's like a very big like Latino thing that like, you know, like the mom, grandma, aunt, whatever would like, yeah, would slap you with their chancla, flip-flop. And so like, that's hilarious that she actually put it on like a fly sweater to just like really add to it. Like, oh my God.
It was like all taped up. But by the end of it, like it used to be a funny thing when we were growing up, because she would still try to use it on us, but we just like wouldn't move. We just like actually like be bad and let her hit us with it and just laugh. It was just funny. So
that's so cute.
Finally, mom, I told the slapper story. So shout out to her and happy belated birthday. I love you. I also want to shout out my friend Adam Hilliard. He's just one of my, actually one of my best friends from high school's older brother who lives here in Atlanta.
Oh, fun.
And we weren't actually friends like growing up, but of course, since moving here, me and him became homies. He just moved into a dope place, the Anthems. Have you seen him yet?
Mm-hmm.
Really dope, right,
like,
by
right
Ponce.
I was like, yeah, I see it from
right
my place.
Right by New Realm and stuff, so
yeah,
that's why we're
over
there.
I can see out my window. I can see
but,
it. Like, there it is.
I just want to shout out Adam because, you know, he's been such a good friend to me. He just, you know, inspires me. He's got a dope new place and stuff. So, you know, just love, you know. Do you have a shout out?
I do. So my shout out is to one of my friends, Kim Oberkfell, who I've known her and her twin sister, Michelle.
Hey, Kimmy and the Twinny!
I've known them since I was 4 years old.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
Yeah, we went to preschool together back in Naperville through high school and everything.
Nice.
And she just, like, I haven't talked to her in a long time. And she reached out to me this past week and like sent me this long text about how she's like, I listen to your podcast and it's like so fun to be able to like, keep up like with what you're doing. And she's like, I love like the jokes that you guys have. You guys like just sound really great together. And she's like, I don't always understand all the pop culture references, but I love it. And she's like, and it's just like a really fun way for me to, you know, keep up with you and everything like that. I kind of like got teary eyed.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Like, because I really haven't talked to her in a while. And this is just a great way. And then now we're going to have like a little FaceTime date later tonight to, you know, catch up and everything.
That's dope. Well, like that.
Look
just
at the podcast is just bringing friends together,
friends and families. You just reminded me of another shout out to the Feenies. Mike Feeney was in town. He's my best friend from high school. I talked about it last week.
Yeah.
But he was here with his sister-in-law Adrian and his two nephews Paxton and Hudson, so I want to shout out them because she listens to podcasts. I was able to give them a stack of stickers, and like literally they were listening in the car coming back from like Dave and Buster's.
I had my family when they were visiting this past weekend. I had them listening to it as well, and I gave like stickers to my mom, and I obviously gave her to my mom, my aunt, my cousin, everything like that. My grandma was like laughing, and she's like, you guys are so funny. And I'm like,
so they were, the kids were loving it. They were like, turn it up. They were like freaking out that Mike got a shout out. They're like, he's on TV. And then like then we started getting to the point where we started talking about the strip club and weed and stuff like that. So they were like, all right, let's shut this off and put it back to Barney or something. But
Barney.
No, I just, that was like my childhood, so I said that.
God.
But
hated Barney.
But yeah, so clean up, clean. All right, so
everybody do your share.
Okay. Yeah. Why do you always take it further than I watch
it? Well, you started it and then you looked at me. I'm just finishing the song. I'm being a good collaborative co-host. Fuck you.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm sorry about the F word, Mom, but Veronica's got a dirty mouth. Hey, but yeah, nasty. So we got it's funny how we had Ratchet Happy Birthday on him.
We are Ratchet.
So Ratchet, yeah, so we I think that's about it. Let's get you out of here, V. It's been a good I got
you're
4th of July to celebrate.
Shoving me out the door, guys. Yeah, okay, yeah. You have you want to go drink, and I'm gonna go to bed early.
It's gonna be 4th of July by the pool. It's sunny out. People are waiting for me right outside there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're literally out there.
Oh, that's who you were yelling at earlier?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I got things to do.
Oh, fuck.
So,
fuck. Okay.
So yeah. So catch us next week. I think this is gonna be the episode that I throw up on IGTV. So this might be a great episode that we actually match.
Look at how cute I am.
We don't always dress alike.
I'm so
just
cute,
once
though.
A week, okay? So if you're seeing us for the first time on IGTV,
our mind
what's
meld
up?
Is complete. The
yes, yeah, it's fused together. But you should be seeing these drop. The podcast will drop on Thursday. IGTV video should drop on Friday. So we'll do it like that. So if you want to hear, first listen is on podcast, first watch is on IGTV.
Hey.
So because I'm just not messing with YouTube anymore. I hate it. I think they hate me too, so it's all good. Anyways, episode 15.
Being bipolar is awesome.
I love it. Episode 15 is in the books. Thank you guys for joining us this week. We'll see you next week with our Sweet 16. Whoa!
Are we gonna throw a Sweet 16 party?
Yeah, there's always a reason to celebrate here at the Future Bachelors. Yeah. So we'll see you guys next week.
Live like us.
My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And yeah, I love you all. We'll see you next week. All right.
Bye.
Deuces. Future Bachelors Podcast.